Track 9. 200 years after it first opened, the North Walsham and Dillam Canal is enjoying a quiet renaissance thanks to the dedication of volunteers working to restore its structure, protect its wildlife and share its story.
The canal comeback. Following the valley of the River Ant and running for almost 9 miles between Antingham, northwest of North Walsham, and Smallborough Junction, west of Stalham, is perhaps Norfolk's most unexpected industrial feature. A canal. The North Walsham and Dillam Canal is the county's only locked wherry sailing canal, and this year it celebrates its 200th anniversary. Mostly disused since the late 1930s, with sections dry and choked with vegetation, in 2008 the North Walsham and Dillam Canal Trust was set up to continue the restoration, conservation, protection and improvement of the physical and natural environment of the canal, started by the East Anglian Waterways Association Limited in 2000. Since then, a group of volunteers have carried out work for the benefit of people and nature, not just rewatering it to make it navigable by light craft, but repairing the crumbling infrastructure of locks, spillways and backsoaks. They say, "Our charity's aims are the restoration and maintenance of the waterway navigation, structures and environs for appropriate leisure, use and wildlife," explains Sue Kerridge, chair of the North Walsham and Dillam Canal Trust. "Research has proven that canals are healthy places for people if restored mindfully, creating biodiversity where wildlife and communities thrive. The canal is privately owned by 4 sets of owners, and the trust is undertaking unique work supporting them with an emphasis on conservation and restoration. Examples of infrastructure we've engaged with include the clearing of Tunnage Bridge, the mill pond at Ebridge, the renovation of Bacton Wood Mill Lock, Ebridge Lock and Royston and Ebridge spillways, Honing's Staithe, Purdy's Marsh and replacement of lock gates. It was the difficulty of navigating many shallow, narrow, meandering loops in the River Ant that inspired the building of the canal to act as a new cut to connect the wider stretches of the river and nearby broads for the transportation of goods for both the local community and 7 mills in the area. The canal was built quickly by 100 navvies, beginning in 1825 and opening in 1826. Smaller wherries were specially designed for the new watercourse, and the canal featured 6 locks and 8 bridges. Corn, flour, timber, cattle cake and fertilisers from Antingham bone mills were important cargo. However, the arrival of the railway began the canal's decline. Some wherries converted to pleasure craft in the later 1800s, but all trade soon fell away. By 1931, the only wherry, Ella, was left trading. She last sailed the canal in 1934. The canal remained mainly dormant until 2000, when restoration began, uncovering work that needed doing. Laurie Ashton was responsible, with support by volunteers, for opening up the navigation in pounds, or bodies of water, 4 and 5 of the canal. "Our priority work is to restore or conserve as appropriate the waterway, spillways, backsoaks and locks, as the heritage aspect is very important," says Sue. "Currently there are 5 sections that are in water, 3 of which aren't navigable and 1 dry section. The presence of otters show that the canal is healthy and teeming with fish, but we can't unilaterally make plans to rewater the dry section, although we look forward to supporting the owner's work in this." In 2018, the North Walsham and Dillam Canal Trust became a charitable trust, making it possible to apply for larger grants to purchase lock gates and work pontoons, etc. The trust has 30 dedicated volunteers who join in according to their interests. Many are out in all weathers, managing vegetation, fallen trees, or working on a restoration project, and they're known fondly as the Muddy Ones. Then there are the wet ones, out on the water on work pontoons or boat trips. The green ones are wildlife, fishing and environmental folk, and the suited ones work indoors on organisation and administration. The Trust has the ability to plan projects and bring in expertise when needed, or use skills from among the volunteers. However, for Bacton Wood Mill Lock, Laurie Ashton manufactured both the top and bottom gates in a workshop that he built specifically for the job. They're then installed by trust volunteers. Other gates will need to be purchased, traditionally made of oak, but these are the jam on a scone, says Sue. It's essential to ensure that the lock walls are sound and to secure that all the brickwork first. For this to be possible, vegetation that invades and harms structures must be stripped away. Today, the canal corridor is far healthier, and we're delighted to say that kingfishers are nesting all along the canal. This has been made possible through the generosity of businesses and the public, and donations received from Tranquil Pleasure Cruises on a member's replica wherry.